Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Come before you in your presence. We thank you for this day. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for blessing us with your presence and your spirit, oh Lord. We thank you for what you've done, Jesus. We pray that you look upon us, oh, stretch forth your mighty hand. Touch in a special way, Lord. Look on the souls of men. Have mercy today, oh Lord. We know that thou art a merciful God. We know you are able to save, heal, and forgive. Blot out of transgressions. Let sins be forgiven. Heal them that are sick and deliver them that are bound. Jesus, we know you're able, Lord. We're dependent on you today. We're looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Have thine own way, and let thy will be done. Bless this broadcast. Send your word, oh Lord. Send thine anointing, Jesus. Take full control. Look on the youth, oh Lord. We pray that you touch them, oh Lord, and them and encourage them. Help them to seek your face, oh Lord. Lord. We know you're able, Lord.
Yes,
meet us here today, oh Lord. Take full control. Have thine own way. We're waiting on you. We know you can do it. Jesus, touch the souls, oh Lord. Those that are designed to be saved. Those that are designed to be healed. You know all about it. Those who are listening on the prayer, it's touch them right now, Lord. Somebody needs you today. Somebody is sick and afflicted. Somebody needs you to come by, Lord, and touch, Lord. Somebody needs you to heal, Lord. We know you're able. We're depending on you, oh Lord. Heal them that are sick and deliver them that are bound, Lord. Heal and we shall be healed. Save and we shall be saved. We take you at your word. Your word is true today. Your word cannot fail. Your word will not lie. We're trusting in you, Lord. Jesus, look on every listener, everyone that has tuned into this broadcast. We pray that you touch them. Send them a blessing. Send out that word. Let it reach somebody's heart. Help somebody to turn from their way and give their life to you. Help somebody that Jesus, somebody is burdened down. Somebody is troubled today. We know that you are able to bring them out of the trouble, to lift the heavy burden in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, look on the bereaved families. We pray that you lift the burdens of their hearts. Help them, oh, Lord. Give them strength to overcome. Help them to get through, Lord, every situation that's in their lives. We know you're able, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your mercy. Thank you for this broadcast. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We pray that you continue to bless, continue to have your way. Let your will be done today. And we will give our name the praise. The glory and honor shall be mine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God for that beautiful prayer coming through Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. Praise the Lord. And we thank you all for tuning in to the Pastor Sheila Hameen show on this afternoon. Praise the Lord. We are happy that you took the time out to join us. And we have a special treat for you on this afternoon. Praise the Lord. For the benefit of those of you who are tuning in for the first time, you are listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. I am the Watch Care Minister of Holy Temple Church of God, located here in Baltimore, Maryland. And Holy Temple is a branch of our headquarters church, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, located in Camden, New Jersey, where Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. is our president. And I also want to take this time to acknowledge our late Vice President, Sir Lewis Marshall Sr., and also he was the pastor of Victory Temple Church of God there in Jacksonville, Florida, and we thank God for his lovely companion, Mother Janice Marshall. We also thank God for each one of you. We have on the broadcast with us Evangelist Maybelle Edmond of Camden, New Jersey. And we have Evangelist Khadijah Hameen, who is here in Baltimore of Holy Temple. We also have, this month is our Youth Empowerment Month, and we have some beautiful young people from our sister church there in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, the Deliverance Temple Holiness Church of God, where the pastor is Pastor Gary Calloway and the assistant pastor, Elder Sister Linda Calloway, his companion. And we have Josiah Watson and also Brother Little John Watson on the broadcast with us this afternoon. Praise the Lord. And I'm looking forward to having a great time in the Lord And I want you to go ahead and get your Bibles and put on your shouting shoes and put on your listening ears. And let's go forth in the Lord. This is the Lord's day, and the Lord has truly blessed us. But first, we're going to have our opening scripture read by Sister Josiah Watson. God bless you, Sister Josiah.
God bless you, Saint. I'll be reading from 1 Peter 2 and 9. That's 1 Peter 2 and 9.
Yeah.
And it reads, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should shew forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful, beautiful scripture read by this beautiful young person. Amen. And I thank God for her having the mind being on here. And I just want to ask you a few questions, Sister Josiah. And did you graduate this year or about to graduate or already graduated?
I graduated last year.
Last year. Oh, praise the Lord. And congratulations to you. And also, are you planning any further studies?
Yes, I'm supposed to start HAC this fall with a nursing major, and I plan to be an RN.
Oh, beautiful. That's beautiful. And I'll be praying for you, and I'm here to support you. If you need anything, let me know. And I believe that you will do very well. So I'm really glad that you took the time to help us out on this afternoon. And I don't know, I would ask your age, but since you already graduated, we should have a good idea. Amen. Praise God. But we thank God for you. And at this time, we're going to go ahead and get some announcements from Evangelist Khadija.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you all so much again for tuning into the gospel, to the Van May, trying to introduce you to the Gospel Truth radio show with the Evangelist Sheila Hameen, Pastor Sheila Hameen show. Amen. I'm excited. I thank God for that beautiful scripture being read by Josiah. And if anyone would like to listen to our previous broadcast, you can log on to the broadcast website at www.blogtalkradio.com, My King Service, Title I School. And click on any of the on-demand broadcasts. You can listen live every Sunday afternoon at 3:30, Friday night at 7 o'clock to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show by dialing 319-527-6763. Or you can just listen again to the My King Service Title I School website. And if you would like to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry, the number 100 at gmail.com. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. If you would like to speak with us during the broadcast, or if you're clergy, you would like to have remarks, you can call our guest line at 978-990-5270. You can actually call that line now, so you'll be ready to give remarks at the time that it is time for, if you feel comfortable. Again, that guest number is 978-990-5270. The access code is 794-6408. And if you're looking to support other ministries or just need something to help you get through the week, every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth hosts the There Is Hope Ministry. The dial-in number is 603-580-9377. The access code is 567-2574. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. The access code is 346 9155. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. The access code is 182-7631. Ministry Emmanuel Hogs teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley every night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. We want to continue to pray for the souls on our prayer list. We want to keep our dear Deacon Alexander Jones in our prayers. We want to continue to pray for Bishop Byrd and his family, for Missionary Gracie White and the bereaved family, Sister Marcelle Horsey and the bereaved Horsey family, Benjamin Hogs, Melissa Smith, Titus Edmonds Sr., Evangelist Martha Culbreth and her mother, Gregory Smith, Sean Culbreth, the bereaved Williams Edmonds family, Tracy Curry, Daryl Mercado, Steve Fields, Evangelist Nate's cousin, the Parham family, Amor Nixon family, Arlene Almonte, Mother Janice Marshall, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, the bereaved Anderson family, Muhammad Haminan family, Robin Mansay, Patrick Miller, Montel Miller, Elderberry Johnson and the bereaved Johnson family, the bereaved Hall family, all those other bereaved families, all those who are currently requesting prayer at this time. And also our Christian Temple is having our Youth Congress, our annual Youth Congress, 37th Annual Youth Congress, starting this coming Friday, I believe. I'll try to get the details in, but I believe the service may be streamed via teleconference. You call and you can hear the service on Friday. You'll hear more details about the rest of the services later on, if it's the Lord's will. And the service will start at 7 o'clock p.m., I believe. And you can call for the Christian Temple Teleconference church number at 7 o'clock p.m. or listen live here. But you can dial at number 508-924-2348. And those are all the announcements that I have at this time. I'm going to turn the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hummings.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for you, Evangelist Khadija, giving those announcements. And now at this time, we're going to be favored with a selection by little John Watson. God bless you.
God bless you, and God bless everybody on the line. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great. How great is our God. You're the name above all names, and you're worthy of all praise. And our hearts will sing, how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. You're the name above all names, and you're worthy of all praise. And our hearts will sing, how great is our God. You're the name above all names, and you're worthy of all praise. And our hearts will sing, how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God.
Amen. Praise be to God. Very beautiful. How great is our God. Thank you so much for that selection. Praise the Lord. And now at this time, we're going to have some words of encouragement from Evangelist Maybelle Edmonds. God bless you, Evangelist.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that beautiful selection coming through, Brother John. You have a beautiful voice, and I pray that you continue to use it for the Lord, and the Lord will bless you back. I tell you, the Lord loves when we give him praise. And we ought to worship the Lord, and we ought to give his name praise for the great and wonderful things that God has done in our lives. You may not be where you want to be, but if you continue on with the Lord, he will take you higher. Glory to God. And I thank the Lord for Sister Josiah and how that she has a mind to want to serve. And that means a whole lot, because when you want to be a nurse or nurses or registered nurse, I tell you, you are serving the public. You are serving the giving back. So I encourage you in that field, because we need more registered nurses. And we thank the Lord for all of the youth. We want to encourage you to continue with the Lord. Stay in the church. Stay around the people of God. And God will bless you. You will grow. And you'll get understanding, and you'll be able to get your deliverance in the Lord. So we thank the Lord for this opportunity, and we are praying for you. God bless you. That's what I mean.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for those beautiful words and encouragement coming through Evangelist May. We just thank God for this portion of the broadcast and how the Lord has already blessed us. Oh, truly, God is a great God. God is so great. You know, we can't even imagine how great he is. And we can just count up our blessings, because every day God is blessing us. And I am so thankful that God blessed us to have another opportunity to minister on this broadcast. Praise the Lord. And I'm just thanking the Lord for how he blessed on yesterday. We went to New Jersey to a Friends and Family Day there at the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission. And I guess I was still thinking of Gospel Truth when I opened up the show this afternoon. Praise the Lord. But I'm telling you, God really blessed in there. He moved in a mighty way. And I tell you, my soul is rejoicing, and I am so happy for how God is moving by his Spirit. Praise the Lord. I just thank God for just doing so many things that we're not deserving of. He just keeps on blessing me. And somebody wrote a song saying, he keeps doing great things for me. Hallelujah. He just keeps on doing great things for me. And if we were to praise him, you know, if you had 10,000 hands of 10,000 tongues, you know, it just wouldn't be enough. Praise be to God. But let us give God the glory, give him the honor, give him the praise that is due to his name. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we're going to get ready to go to the Word of God. But before we go into the Scriptures, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We bless your holy name, O God. We ask that you will send forth your word that you will minister unto us through your word, not our will, Lord, but let your holy will be done. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I just want to reflect on that scripture that was read, the 1 Peter, the opening scripture, 1 Peter 2 and 9. And on yesterday, I kept going over that scripture. Praise the Lord.
All right.
And it just kept staying, and I wrote it down. Amen. I read it. Glory to God. And I thank God that it was read as the opening scripture for this afternoon. So I thank the Lord for just putting that scripture in my heart. Praise the Lord. And God has a reason for everything he does. We just have to pay close attention. Amen. And I'm going to go to the scripture that I have on this afternoon, to the book of Ephesians, the first chapter, verses 1 through 14. Ephesians, the first chapter, chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. And also Romans, the 8th chapter, verses 14 through 18. Starting in Ephesians, the first chapter, verse 1 reads, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. And I'm reading from the King James Version Bible, if I didn't say that before. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Amen. Romans, the 8th chapter, verse 14, reads, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Amen. Thank God for the reading of the Word of God. And the title of the message on this afternoon is Adopted by God. And the theme is In God, we are family. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for these verses of scripture. And I don't intend to be before you long, but I just wanted to expound a little bit on the word of God and how God has adopted us into his royal family. And that brings to mind the scripture that I was thinking of yesterday in 1 Peter 2:9, saying, but ye are a chosen generation. And that is because God has adopted us into his royal family. And the description of who we are, a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should shew forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. It's a blessing indeed that we are adopted into the family of God. Praise the Lord. My throat is a little dry, so I'm going to ask if Evangelist Khadija would just give us a selection while I get a little bottle of water and take a few swallows.
By the grace of God, I am saved. By the grace of God, I am saved. Glory, glory, hallelujah. By the grace of God, I am saved. By the grace of God, I am saved. By the grace of God, I am saved. Glory, glory, hallelujah. By the grace of God, I am saved. By the grace of God, I am saved. By the grace of God, I am saved. Glory, glory, hallelujah. By the grace of God, I am saved.
Amen.
By the grace
of God,
I am saved.
By the grace of God, go ahead and finish it.
I am saved. Glory, glory, hallelujah. By the grace of God, I am saved.
Amen. Praise the Lord. By the grace of God, I am saved. Praise the Lord. So getting back to scripture, again, just reflecting on what God has done. And I know that this day is set aside as to recognize the fathers. And I want to take this time and say Happy Father's Day to all the fathers. Praise the Lord. And just thinking on God, our Father, and how good God has been to us, how merciful he is, and how God has prepared an inheritance for his people. You know, these are the things that many fathers don't even think about, even leaving behind an inheritance for their children. Praise the Lord. But God has an inheritance for his children. And we being adopted by God has made us a part of the royal family of God. And Apostle Paul was writing to the church at Ephesus and encouraging them. And his greeting, when he first starts out, he's describing who's writing this epistle or this letter to the church, saying that he is an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. And he knew it had to be in God's will because he was not trying to do the will of God according to the way he knew how to do things. But he got introduced to Jesus after persecuting Jesus. And the Lord appeared unto him and called him to be an apostle. And so he was adopted into the family of God, hallelujah, and made an heir to get an inheritance from God our Father. So in his salutation, he began to start off by saying he was an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. And he's writing to the saints at Ephesus and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. So his words were not limited to those who were at the church at Ephesus, which he referred to as Ephesians, but to every faithful believer in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. He says, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, we greet each other, but we don't get that extensive when it comes to releasing the blessings of God to our fellow laborer or our fellow saints. We need to be more in depth when we reach out to one another. So he starts out by saying, grace be to you and peace. So giving them grace, giving them peace from God, our Father. It's not from us, but it's from God. And it's a reminder of how good our Heavenly Father is. It's a reminder of how gracious he is. And this grace is extended to us. He's the God of peace, and he has extended it to us. And so now we who are in the family of God, we have been adopted with a holy adoption. Hallelujah. Yes. Praise be to God. And this adoption is permanent. Amen. Yes. And it comes with an inheritance. Praise the Lord. Going to the fourth verse, says, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. So it was already set aside for us, and the Lord has chosen us before the foundation of the world that we should be holy. And this is what God wants for us, to be adopted into the family of God. We must be holy and without blame before him in love. Oh, praise the Lord. And he made it possible for us to live holy when he gave us Jesus, who came and gave his life that we might have salvation. Amen. And because he has done this for us, glory be to God. Oh, we are blessed, amen, to have this great opportunity to live a holy life and to be without blame before the Lord. Hallelujah, in love. And this is what God wants for us. This is the love of the Father, the Heavenly Father. Oh, praise be to God, the only Father, amen, who loved the world so much that he would give his only begotten Son. And I know that many fathers wouldn't dare give their only child, but God had one Son, and he gave us his only Son. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Jesus, the Son of God, turned around and gave us his life so that we could have this inheritance that God had prepared for us. Oh, praise be to God. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself. according to the good pleasure of his will. So it was in his will. It's by the will of God that we were predestinated unto this adoption of children. Amen. We being the children of God by Jesus Christ, God did this for himself. To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he have made us accepted in the beloved. The Lord has accepted us as his own children. Amen. We have been adopted by God, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the blood of Jesus that was shed on the cross. We have redemption through his blood. We have the forgiveness of sin through his blood, and it's according to the riches of God's grace. So grace be unto us from God. Amen. We should be more proactive in extending that to those we come in contact with. When we speak to one another, you know, we should use the same salutation that Apostle Paul used to address the people of God, the saints of God, to remind them of how good God is. Well, what a good father we have. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Also, going on back to verse 8, wherein he has abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. All wisdom and prudence. Prudence, the word prudence, indicates a level of high intelligence. Glory to God. And God, in all wisdom and prudence, has abounded toward us. And God has revealed his mystery to us. And the ninth verse brings it out. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will. That mystery of his will is what we are unaware of until God, in all his wisdom and prudence, will reveal it to us. And God has truly abounded toward us in this manner, in making known the mystery of his will, and just trying to find and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. But we are blessed because the Lord has revealed his truth unto us, having made known unto us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself. So if we seek the Lord, if we go after him, get to know him better, we will learn things about God that we could have never imagined. And when we seek him earnestly with our whole heart, oh, hallelujah, our Heavenly Father will see that, and he will reveal himself the more unto us. And my mind goes to Jonah. Hallelujah. Rather, Job. My mind goes to Job and how God had offered him up to Satan to try him. Mm-hmm. Praise be to God. And after all that Job went through, he maintained his integrity and he did not curse God as Satan wanted him to do. Amen. But he rather just blessed God. But after he went through so much and had so many tests and so many trials, this was a mystery to him. He was not fully aware of the mystery of the will of God and what God had purposed in himself for his own good pleasure. Amen. Praise the Lord. But after this experience that Job had, then he came to the realization that God can do everything. Hallelujah. Whereas he knew God to a certain extent, but he really got to know him so much better after his experience of losing everything he had. Oh, my Lord, and even his own body and flesh being attacked. Oh, glory to God. But when he came out on the other side, he found out some things about God. Oh, yes, Lord, give Jesus. He had a better understanding of who God is. So we can have some knowledge of God and we can kind of know God. But if we don't really go through anything or suffer or experience anything, it'll be difficult for us to really get to know God and all that he has purposed for our lives. Amen. Praise be to God. So being adopted into this royal family is some families right now. The mother and the father are in the home. The children are there, but they don't really know each other because they don't have a close relationship. They don't really get to know one another. Hallelujah. Praise God. But it's possible to really get to know our Heavenly Father. It's possible. God has made it possible. He has left an open door for us that we can feel comfortable and given the boldness to approach him. He is truly approachable. See, some parents are not approachable. You go to them and they'll yell at you. They might beat you. They might punish you. They might treat you mean or say mean things to you, talk down to you, discourage you, and all kinds of things. But our Heavenly Father is approachable. He's full of love and compassion. He's so merciful, and he wants us to approach him. He wants us to come to him. He's such a loving Father. And so we can feel that comfort of coming to the Lord. Glory be to God. And this reminds me of how Jesus, when it was time for him to be offered up on the cross, our Heavenly Father, and he even said, Abba, Father. Oh, glory to God. He needed his Father in that moment, in that hour of temptation, in that hour when he felt so low and so weighted down with that burden of carrying the whole world on his shoulders. Oh, he went to our Heavenly Father and cried unto him, called out to him, and God heard him and answered. Our Father came to him when he needed him in that hour of temptation. Praise be to God. So God is truly a loving God, and he's always there for us. We need to get to know him a little bit better. Amen. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance. So the Lord has given us an inheritance. But prior to that, the 10th verse said that in the dispensation of the fullness of time, as time has come about, and it is coming to pass right now, that he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. So that time is upon us. Right now, we see the signs of the times of the end of time. And the Lord God will gather us together in one, all things in Christ, whether it be in heaven or whether it be in earth. That day is fast approaching, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance. The inheritance that the Lord has for us, we have obtained it because we've been adopted into the family of God, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. The counsel of his own will. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just thinking back on the wisdom of God, the prudence of God, and God in all his wisdom and all his prudence is doing this according to his own will. Amen. The counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth. The church at Ephesus, they heard the word of truth and they trusted in the Lord. The gospel of their salvation, that was it being preached. It was the gospel truth that was preached to them, that gospel of salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. The Spirit of promise, the Holy Ghost, they were sealed, hallelujah, after hearing the gospel of salvation, the gospel of truth. They believed, they accepted the word of God, hallelujah, and were sealed with the Holy Ghost, which is the Holy Spirit of promise. That same Holy Spirit of promise that Jesus said he would pray to the Father to send his disciples another comforter. Amen. One that would be in them, that would live in them, that would teach them all things and bring all things to their remembrance whatsoever they had been taught. Oh, hallelujah. I tell you, I thank God for our Heavenly Father. In God, we are family. Praise the Lord. And I just want to close it out with the verses from Romans where we see if we are led by the Spirit of God, we are the sons of God. Hallelujah. It's a holy adoption. To be led by the Spirit of God makes us the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. No, we have not received the spirit of bondage, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Oh, hallelujah. Praise be to God. And I began to look a little deeper into this term. Abba is an Aramaic term which means the Father. Oh, glory to God. And when we put the Father, we put that in front of Father, that means that specific one. There is no other. He is the Father, the only Father. Hallelujah. Abba, Father. Oh, glory to God. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God. I thank God because God is such a loving God and he accepts us. Amen. We have been accepted into the royal family of God. So let's not forget 1 Peter 2 and 9. But ye are a chosen generation. Just let that resonate in your mind. Let it sink deep into your thoughts, into your heart. We are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. The Lord has called us into his marvelous light. So let us show forth his praises. Let us show forth his praises everywhere we are. In everything we do, show forth the praises of God. Amen. Let people look at you with a side eye or strangely. Remember, we are a chosen
generation, a royal priest and holy nation, a peculiar people. So, yeah, they will look on us and maybe even mock us. But they know we are different because God has, before the foundation of the world, called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Hallelujah. He has called us with a holy calling that we should be holy. Oh, thank you, Lord. He chose us before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Oh, praise God. And on this afternoon, there may be someone who wants to get to know our Heavenly Father, who wants to be a child God. And if you're willing right now, you can repent of your sins and ask the Father to forgive you of all of your sins, to have mercy on you, and to save you, because salvation is for everyone. Salvation is for everyone. God made it possible that everyone can be saved. But it's your choice. He gave us a choice. He's not necessarily going to force this salvation on you, but it's available to you if you accept it, if you desire to have it. Salvation is available to you. Hallelujah. But you must first repent and become godly sorry, such that you don't want to do anything wrong against God anymore. Amen. Hallelujah. You have to make up your mind that you are turning away from pleased with, and you're asking God to accept you as his child. Hallelujah. God will have mercy upon you. So at this time, we're going to pray for you that God will save your soul. And if there's anyone who has a sickness in your body or a condition that's in your body and you desire to be healed, we're going to pray for you also that God will heal your body. And if you are struggling with anything or you have a special prayer request before God, we're going to pray for you that God will work it out and that he will grant you that special request. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And if there's anything else that you need from God, I want you to know that God's got it and he's waiting to, because he's a father to you. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. He's there for you as long as you come to him and call upon him. He will answer you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He will be there to aid you. He will come and see about you. He does not turn his back on his children. He does not forsake his children. Amen. But he's always there to take care of his own. And at this time, let us put our minds on the Lord and let us humble our hearts. Open up our hearts and invite the Lord to come in right now as we pray this prayer. Most gracious and eternal wise God in heaven, our Father, Abba, Father, we call on you this afternoon. Oh, Lord, we humble ourselves before you and we ask for mercy. Lord, we ask for forgiveness of sin. Lord, please blot out transgressions. Wash away iniquities. Let sins be forgiven. And save, my God, those souls who are seeking to be saved. Those souls who are seeking deliverance today. We pray, Lord God, that you will send deliverance and that you will save them out of all of their troubles. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, be merciful and have compassion on the repentant heart today. Oh, Lord, we know that you are a God of mercy and you're full of compassion toward us, Lord. And we are asking you in faith today that you will do this for them who are requesting it right now while we're praying this prayer. Oh, Lord, we come to you on behalf of those who are sick in their bodies and carrying afflictions and conditions and illnesses in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Glory to your name, Lord. Oh, Lord, we know that you are a healer. Lord God, there's no condition that you cannot heal. There's no sickness, no illness, no disease that you cannot cure. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray that you will heal right now. Send your healing virtue, oh my God, and let your virtue enter into their sick body. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Lay your hand on them right now and work a miracle, Lord Jesus. Raise them up off the sick bed, my God, in the name of Jesus. Work wonders, Lord. Let the glory of God be revealed in that place, Lord Jesus, where they are. Oh, my Lord, let your name be ever lifted up and magnified in that place, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray for those who have a special request before you, who have a petition that they have been petitioning you for a while now. God, we ask that you will incline your ear and hear that prayer. Oh, Lord God, we ask in faith and as a favor that you will grant it unto them this day, Lord, while we're praying. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, Lord Jesus. We pray, Lord, for those whose names were called out on the prayer list one by one and name by name right now, Lord. Look upon each one of them and bless them, my God, with the blessing that they stand in need of. Oh, Lord, bless abundantly. Send healing. Send restoration. Send deliverance. Send strength and power. In the name of Jesus, send on help, Lord. We know you're able, my God. Move in miraculous ways and work wonders, Lord. We pray, God, a special prayer for Pastor Jackson, Lord. We ask that you will lay your hand upon him, Lord, and strengthen and encourage him, my God. Give him more vision and revelation. Teach him, give him instructions, Lord, on how to lead your people. We know you are able, Lord God, and bless the church at large, Lord. Bless the saints everywhere, even the body of Christ. Lord, bring us closer to you and to one another. Unite us, oh my God. And we're praying, Lord, that you will make us one. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Lord God, we believe you, Lord, and we're taking you at your word. We just want to thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers, oh God. We thank you. Oh, yes, Lord, for being so merciful. We thank you for giving us another chance to call upon your name. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for the saving of souls. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the healing of the sick. We thank you for comfort to the bereaved family. So, God, we thank you, hallelujah, for everything you've done, Lord. We believe we have these petitions, and Lord, we praise you, and we thank you for it. We count it done in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, and we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Now, Lord, we ask that you will accept our prayer and anything that we did not bring forth in this prayer. You are aware of it, Lord, and we ask that you will remember it and think on us. Oh, glory to your name. We ask all of these blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now I would like for you to take just a few moments and offer God praise or give him thanks right now.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Glory.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Any other clergy would like to have remarks? Amen. Praise the Lord. Lord, we just thank God for the beautiful remarks coming through Evangelist May and Evangelist Khadija. Praise the Lord. I just thank God for the broadcast and for each one of you. And again, for our young people who helped us out on this afternoon, I truly enjoyed them being on the broadcast and want to encourage them the more and empower them to do more for the Lord. Amen. To go as far as they can go for the Lord. Praise God. And I was happy to hear about Sister Josiah desiring to go into the nursing field because there is a severe shortage of nurses available, and the pandemic, a lot of them left the profession, and some of them retired sooner than they had planned to. So it left a big shortage, you know. So I'm glad that she wants to do something to help others, and I believe God is truly going to bless her. And also, I thank the Lord for Brother Little John. He has a beautiful voice, and I just want to encourage him as well to continue to serve the Lord, continue to go after the Lord, sing for the Lord. There's no telling where God will have you go. So we do thank the Lord for them, and we thank God for all of the youth, and we ask you to continue throughout this month to encourage young people everywhere. If you can do anything to help them, please reach out and help. Lend a helping hand. You know, give them something that's going to help them or empower them, even if it's just a few words of wisdom, something that can help them down throughout the years. Just do whatever the Lord leads you to do. You know, but most of all, just give them some words of encouragement, and I believe that will help them later on in life. So we are thankful, and we're looking forward to our 37th Annual Youth Congress on this upcoming weekend. Ask that you will pray that the Lord will bless. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we just thank God for all things, and this brings the broadcast to a close. But before we close out, will there be anything else? Anything we forgot to mention? God bless.
Lord willing, Gospel True Prayer Mission will be having prayer on Wednesday night or Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. starting this Wednesday, Lord willing. Praise the Lord, and we want to thank God for the Friends and Family Day that we had on yesterday and how the Lord moved and how he sent his anointing and the word of God that came through Evangelist Amin. I tell you, she preached under the anointing until her soul cry out unto the Lord. And that's what we've been wanting. I tell you, God moved, and we are encouraged. Every one of us have been encouraged, and that souls that the Lord converted was right back there again this morning, this afternoon for service. And I tell
glory
you,
to God.
They pressed their way. They were sick, but they pressed their way and came to the house of God anyway. So I tell you, that should be encouraging to any soul. If you disencouraged, that should encourage you, because this person is suffering and they are going through pain and chemo and all of this.
Yeah.
They pressed their way and came back on today. And I'm so glad about it. So we want you to pray for the Gospel True Prayer Mission, that the Lord will prove himself even more and save souls. And those of you that can get a word of prayer through, continue to pray for us. And thank you, Dennis Amin, for the sacrifice that you made. You, Dennis Khadija, and Sister Erica, we thank God for that sacrifice that you made to come and be with us. We are one. One Jesus.
Amen.
So I just thank God. Pray for us. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And I tell you, it was just a great blessing to even hear the glorious testimony and to know that God is doing such a great and mighty thing for the brother, you know. And I tell you, pressing their way and going through all that pain, and I mean, you know, it is just by the power of Almighty God. And that's what we rejoice. And I'm just, glory be to God. I'm encouraged. I'm encouraged.
Amen.
We get all these little tests and things, you know, we are tried and so forth, but to have a condition like that and be in pain and be going through chemotherapy and all, I tell you, that and the press like that, that is very encouraging. Now, I'm looking for God to do greater things and even more. Praise the Lord. So, and we do thank God for the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission. And thank God also for the Gospel Truth broadcast that Evangelist May, with Evangelist May doing the broadcast. She's doing this ministry, and, you know, it's inspiring to me that pressing on, and she's reaching out and just doing what she can do. It's an example. You know, because we're getting older. Not trying to say you're all that old, advanced, maybe. But, you know, it's like age is not stopping you. In other words, you know, that's what's so inspirational, that because you're getting older, it's not stopping you from evangelizing and ministering. And this should be inspirational to anyone, you know, because sometimes people, they get up in age and they start feeling like they can't really do that much. But if you put forth an effort and you try, God will help. He will surely help. Yeah. And it takes me back to the scripture that we've been reminding the youth. Remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth. Amen.
Yeah.
So, you remember the Lord in the days of your youth, and he's remembering you in your older days.
Yes.
You know, and that can happen for anyone, any of you young people who are listening. Just know this. If you put God first, if you remember him right now while you're in your youth, when you get older, God will remember you. He will be there for you. He will help you. He will bless you. So it's an example right here before you. Someone who was in their youth, who remembered the Lord, now they're older, and look what God is doing for them, how God is blessing them.
Yes.
So God is a God of his word, and it's proven so many times. And there are others who also came to the Lord in their youth, remember the Lord in their youth, and God is blessing them greatly as well. So I'm just excited. I could go on and on and on, but I'm coming on in. Praise the Lord. We do thank the Lord for you and for your patience. And if there's nothing else, this does bring the broadcast to a close. And we look forward to you joining us for our next broadcast, which will be Friday night at 7 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. The Youth Congress will be on teleconference, and it's the Lord's will. We'll be streaming the service live on our broadcast Friday night. Amen. Praise the Lord. Until then, let us keep our minds on the Lord. Amen. Let us continue to look to the Lord. And again, to all the fathers, happy Father's Day. And may the Lord bless you. And may heaven smile upon you. Good night.